Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
I wrote the lyrics. Spell it out. D-A-D-A-D-A-D-A. Breakfast with the Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. I think we talked to Andrew Ladd about 10 minutes after he got back to town, didn't we?
We did.
And he has been tearing it up, and it is so good to have you back in a Blackhawk sweater, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun for me, too. So I must have got on the right foot with you guys and just been rolling since then.
Don't you have a baby on the way?
I do, yeah.
Like any minute, right?
We're hoping not any minute, but within the next month and a half.
Oh, yeah, so she'd still be a little early. So
yeah.
When we talk, we need some sort of safe word or signal where you got to go. And I would suggest you go with something like, I got to go, and then you hang up.
I'm probably just going to hang up and go.
Okay, that seems right. That seems right.
Yeah.
How's it feel? Because you guys have, spun it on a dime here in the last few games. Just look, they're going to need a new net. You keep putting pucks in the back of that thing.
Yeah, I mean, confidence-wise, it's been great for our group. We had a tough stretch there where we weren't scoring and, really just weren't playing that well. So, this is the time of year we need to be confident and get rolling in terms of how we need to play the playoff type hockey that we know we can play, and get a couple games left to finish it off and keep it rolling.
And does it feel zony? Does it feel, you know what I mean? Does it feel like that is there such thing as a team zone?
I think so. I think you get into a groove and you understand. I think there's just the right mentality that everyone has going into the game, and it kind of just gels and things happen the right way. So, I think so. I think it just comes down to the mentality. I think we know we have a lot of skilled guys that can score. And at the end of the day, we need to play great defense, and we know that the offense will just take care of itself.
I want to get Dave Ennett and Andre in here in just a second. Talking to Andrew Ladd, MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Breakfast with the Blackhawk. You know, back at that 2010 team and the breakup that had to occur for salary cap reasons, and a lot of good guys got away, and, you know, Ladd back now, which we're all thrilled about as well. But if there's one guy you'd go, man, it'd be fun to have him back from the 2010 team, who would it be?
You want me to give you
mine?
It's the big buff for me.
That's it. That's it.
To play with him for the last 6 years. So I was fortunate enough to do that. But so I know how much fun he is every day.
But not just the fun, to take his big derriere and put it in front of the net and have 47 guys try to knock him over. And he always seemed in the right place for a deflection, especially in that playoff run. That was a good time.
Yeah, he's playing defense now, though, so he's on the other side. He's usually on the point now.
Yeah.
He'd be fun to have back, that's for sure.
And, of course, the reason I bring that up is we're big Bix fans around here, and I'm glad to see Brian Bickle getting another crack here.
Yeah, I saw him this morning, so it was nice to see him back. I hadn't had the chance to see him, so I think everyone around here knows what he can do, and hopefully he can help us out here.
How much, Andrew, of your recent success has been a result? I know Hossa is out right now, or has been, but since Sunday. But just you guys on that line, kind of getting reacquainted and getting comfortable with each other.
Yeah, it's a big part of it. It's tough. If you've never played together before, it takes a few games just to figure out how you need to mesh. I mean, there's some skilled guys. There's guys that play, you know, kind of an east-west game, and other guys that play a north-south game. For us, I think we're better when we're keeping the puck moving forward and using our speed and our strength to really just dominate down low and create chances, quick chances off that. So that's kind of, I think, where we're headed. And obviously losing hosts, sucks, but we've been able to create some chemistry, and hopefully that just runs right into the playoffs.
Speaking of quick hitters and things of that nature. So I'm at the game on Sunday, and Laddie, you know, you were there. 39 minutes and change, you're blowing the doors off. Suddenly two goals inside of a minute, and then two quickies in the third. Well, relatively quick, but point being, it goes from 6-0 to 6-4. They got 10 more minutes. I mean, have you ever played in a game like that?
No. The only other one close is when we were here, I don't even know if it was, I think it was 09 maybe, Calgary came in here and we were down 5-0. We came back to win 6-5 in overtime.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Yeah, I'm having a few flashbacks about that, but I guess that's why you build a 6-0 lead, right?
That's right.
Just to give up a few, but...
I like your attitude. I just don't think we can count on 6 every night, but maybe that's me.
No, exactly. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it was didn't go the last 20 minutes and 15 seconds didn't go as we wanted it to, but you take the win there and move on.
Andrew, continue to love to follow you on Twitter. You have one of the liveliest Twitter feeds.
Oh, is that where his brother's naked pictures showed up at Christmas?
Wait, so I want to know you. There's one from a couple of weeks ago. It's you and Shazi sitting there with a big plate of food in his hand and in his socks and his sandals, which is a great look, by the way. Are you guys just discussing politics or solving world problems? You guys look just really intent.
Politics. Yeah, I know. I don't think Shazi's smart enough to talk about politics. Usually I just don't get a word in. Usually it's just him talking.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of just tune him out and you know, after 10 minutes or so, I'll just walk away.
Do you just nod?
Great picture.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't even know if I nod anymore. I've only been here 3 weeks too. So I just kind of let him do his thing. And then, like I said, I'll move on.
He's like everybody's annoying little brother. You love having him around, but then you got to tell him to stop it.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's an awesome guy, and but man, can he talk? That's for sure.
There's a history of guys in the league who are undersized guys. This is why I loved it whenever I see Shaw. I'd call him the Chihuahua, because dogs don't know how big they are or how little they are. And Shaw take on Chara. Shaw take on the biggest guy. Shaw, if Shaq had skates on, Shaw'd be the first guy in his face.
Yeah, exactly. No, but you got my as a teammate. He's one of those guys that. You know, when I was in Winnipeg, you just hated playing against him, and then you get here, and then you realize, you know, he's a great teammate and someone that you love to play with. So it's been fun to get to know him and see what he was all about.
You've had a chance to watch Artemi Panera now every day up close. He's got, I think it's 11 points now in his last three games. He's going to win the Calder Trophy. Top rookie scorer in the league. How good is this guy potentially going to be?
You mean sky's the limit for him. You know, he's just so talented. I mean, in tight spaces with the puck, he's just so good with how he stick handles and controls the play. You know, and then just how well he plays with Kaner. It's fun to watch just, you know, just night in or day in, day out, whether it's practice or games. I think you just kind of get yourself get lost kind of watching them and seeing just how talented they are together. So it's been fun for me to, I think you really get an appreciation for players when you have a chance to see how they work day in, day out. And it's been fun to watch. He's a great kid. Doesn't speak much English, but he's fun to be around.
You know, Panarin, 11 points, Dave, I don't know if you know this, that's 14 Russian. With the exchange rate, that's 14 points.
Oh, that's, I hadn't thought of
that. Yeah, in the KHL, that's actually more. Mm-hmm. Blues tonight, you were talking about Shazi. It seems to me that somebody on the Blues has got to be an on-ice yapper. Is there anybody on that team that just talks a little too much?
Well, Steve Ott's probably their guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Playing. He's back yet, but he would be that man for that job.
And what's more fun than whoever it is on whatever team and shutting those guys up?
Yeah, but the only way to do that, you got to beat them. So that's kind of the plan. When you're ahead in the game, it's a lot more fun chirping than when you're behind.
Well, dude, I thought you promised us 6 goals tonight.
Did I?
That could have been somebody else. That could have been Shaw.
I'll have to talk to Kaner and Breadman about that.
We have a question from a listener, then we'll let you fly. It's from Amy. Are you superstitious at all? Do you have any pre- or post-game rituals that you got to put on your gear a certain way, take it off a certain way?
Yeah, I got a really long routine that would take a long time for me to describe to you. I put my gear on the same way. I warm up the same way. I kind of get a massage at the right time. I have a coffee at a certain time.
Is that right?
Stuff that I do. So yeah.
And it's been locked in forever, as long as you've been in the league?
It's different because you come to the new team, then everything's kind of thrown off because you got to see like what other guys' routines are, because I don't want to mess with guys' routines that have been here and are locked in. So it kind of took me a week to figure out what the routine was here, and then now it'll pretty much be locked in the rest of the way.
You don't have to out the guy unless you want to, but is there any guy you've played with or seen in the league that's got a really goofy ritual of some kind? And it's probably a goalie, I'm thinking.
You know, I had a really good Brent Sopel had a really good warm up routine. So he would get in front of the mirror and I don't know if he had wet hair or something, but he did some funky stuff in front of the mirror where he was doing kind of the headbanging headbanging in front of the mirror, and his hair was going everywhere. So he's always enjoyed seeing Soaps do that.
Now, did he do it, for the laugh, or did he did it because he needed it?
No, I think he needed it. Yeah.
Okay. This is what happens.
In some way, so.
This is what happens. Yeah. You're on skates, you get slammed into the boards a few times, suddenly you're doing air guitar with everybody else in the room. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Great talking to you again. Have fun with Bix and everybody else, and good luck with the Blues.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Andrew Ladd, month away from being a dad for the third time.
Awesome.
Pretty sure that's baby number three, isn't it, coming up? A little laddie.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll take all the Twitter pictures down before the kids get wise to the internet.
Well, what would Twitter be, though, in 10 or 15 years, you know?
We got to teach them about Snapchat.
Snapchat. There'll probably be a chip in the kid's neck where they just see everything without going to even their phone.